Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Listen, we're going to talk about a neighborhood of great food offerings today, and I want to ask you a question. Do you ever find yourself going to the same restaurants over and over and ordering the same dishes because you love them so much?
I do. I hate to admit it because I like to think of myself as someone who gets out and about, and I do, but yes, it's like I want to go try something new, but I'll go back to this thing I know.
Exactly. I think we are all very guilty of that. So that's what our neighborhood series in Dish Omaha really is about. It's challenging yourself not only to go to new restaurants, but maybe go to new neighborhoods. You and I both live in neighborhoods where there are an abundance of restaurants, and it's easy just to walk down the street and have a meal. But we're going to help you here with food mileposts, and that's what this neighborhood series really is about. So today we're going to be talking about the rich food history north of the metro. So if you look at places like Florence, North Omaha, and Ponca Hills, it's unbelievable the history that's there. You know, first of all, there are several historic landmarks, including the historic district of Florence itself and the Malcolm X Memorial Foundation. And of course, these areas were home to several jazz clubs and was a stop for lots of really famous jazz musicians, including people like Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington.
Yep.
Still tons of great music and clubs in that area.
But North Omaha Music and Arts to be one.
Exactly. Rich music history came about a rich food history. They were both very agricultural communities at the outset, but as people moved in, there's been a great influence of Italian, African-American, and Greek influences. So when I looked at the iconic establishments, I was blown away by the legacy and longevity of so many restaurants in that area. Now, I have to start first with Mr. C's. It's not there anymore. But what an icon that place
was. I think you can still find the sauce.
You can.
In the grocery store.
You sure can. Thank goodness for that. It was operating for over 50 years. But when I look at some of the places still available there, I can't wait to get out and try some of them. Time Out Foods has been a staple for soul food since 1969. Of course, there's Jim's Rib Haven since 1972.
I think they were written up in the New York Times.
They were. You're exactly right. Tussie's has been around since 1979. The Surfside, I bet you've played there before, has been there since 1952.
I actually haven't, but that's a good point. Well, a lot of bands have.
Go out and get some corn fritters for sure. And then there's Harold's Coffee House. Now, I'd heard of Harold's Coffee House for years. I'd never been there because I go to the same old places when I go out to breakfast. And this spring, I was driving by and thought, I'm going to stop there. It's historic. It's been there since 1968 in one location or another.
And I think some scenes from
About Schmidt,
Alexander Payne's film
I
were
was an extra
there.
In that movie, and
were
I happened
you?
To...
I was as well. My scene was cut. That's
okay. I happened to sit in the booth that has the About Schmidt placard on it.
Yeah, cool.
And as I was enjoying my loaded hash browns and pancakes, when I asked for the bill, the waitress told me that someone had anonymously paid for my breakfast.
Oh.
And apparently that's something that happens there from time to time.
Don't you just love it?
What a great experience. One of my other favorites is the Alpine Inn. Have you been there?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been there since 1972.
I need to
known
get that.
For their chicken and their raccoons on the porch.
Yes, that's right.
So then when I looked at some of the new innovators and food players, what's funny is some of these newer, and I'm going to use air quotes there, have been there 10 years.
Wow.
So the Cabin Bar and Grill, Letfi's Fried Fish, Finicky Frank's, Ramona's Mexican has been there a really long time. And of course, you can't talk about legacy players without talking about Big Mama's Kitchen.
Right.
Been around since 2007, obviously was featured on Guy Fieri's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Some of the great food that they made included her oven-fried chicken, spicy fried cauliflower. Now, Jeff, I know every time we talk about food, you get hungry.
I do.
So what I'm going to ask you is, are you going to make a commitment to get out of your neighborhood and get some food in a different place, maybe in north of the metro?
I am. I will do that. I'm looking at the list now and thinking about it and dreaming about what I'll be doing. I will do that soon and report back to you.
I'm going to go back out to breakfast.
But you got to bring some food, too.
Oh, I will someday.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Diane.